Let me see what verse I want to go to. Let's look at 16. And let's see. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruah. Ye shall not need to what? This battle. Set yourself, stand ye. Stand ye what? And see the when the Spirit of God moves. I'm going to refer to Swirl again. Was it hard to receive that? Was it hard? When the Spirit of God moves, it's not hard. I'm going to kind of jump off a little bit. I was at work, and we make this thing called a little part of the, you have to take the part of the machine apart to make the thing, they call it a finger. They grab the little 22 clip, we call it a clip, before it becomes a shell casing. It runs through the machine and makes it a shell casing, then it goes to another part, and they put the powder in it, and then they put the bullet in it. Well, we make the casing. Well, I took the finger thing out and was trying to get this. It was a bad, I hate flathead screws. I don't know who made them or why. If you ever know what a flathead screw is versus a Phillips, you understand what I'm saying. Ain't that right, swear. It's pointless. I don't even know why they made them. Anyway, and this flathead screw was really small, and it was really messed up. So I had a glove on, and I was holding on to the little finger, the thing that holds the little finger. It's about this big. And I was holding on. I had a pretty much a basic regular screwdriver. You know, they got the real thin head. When they got number ones, twos, so forth and so on. I had the medium size one. And I'm pushing really, 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 really hard trying to. So that screwdriver too small. That ain't going to work. So I got the bigger one. And it slipped off and went through my hand. It went in this side. If you came close and see this little knot on this side of my hand, that's how far it went in. It went from one side of my hand to the other side, but it didn't come out. And so I'm like, did I just jab myself with a screwdriver? And so I began to bleed a little bit. And so I said, at Winchester, they have this supposedly rule, if you injure yourself, no matter how small, you're supposed to tell it. So I'm debating, do I tell this? Because I smashed this thumb. I didn't tell that one. But anyway, so I said, well, yeah, let me go on. This one's kind of serious. A screwdriver went all the way through my hand, and my finger was aching. And I mean, it didn't hurt right here where it went. It was hurting up here. I'm like, man, I think I may have nicked the bone or something. I don't know. But anyway, my hand a little sore now, but I'm getting to the point of went to the nurse. They have an on-site nurse, and she peeled. You can see where she peeled the skin back to clean it. Well, I'm telling you because one of the things that I do before I go home, people be rushing again. I mean, they be rushing trying to get it. Ain't that right? I mean, boy, you ought to see how fast they try to get out of that building. And I don't blame them. I want to get out too. But I said, you know what? Before I go home, I'm gonna make sure at least Monday through Friday that I read my daily confession. It takes me about 30 minutes to do it. So people be gone. I'm still in the parking lot sitting and I'm reading. And I do that on the daily, pretty much on it. It's very few days that I miss that. And but the nurse did her little thing, put a little iodine on it, put a Band-Aid on it. And I'm telling you, before I went home, the hole closed up just like it is right now. Now, there's still a spot there, but the meat, it just closed up. There's a little mark there. You can see it. My hand, if you touch that still hurts. There's a little knot there. It hurts. But I begin to confess, no infection, because the screwdriver went in my hand. It was dirty. So you can imagine some. That's why it's a little swollen. You can see if you look at my hand this way. I got big hands. I know. You be quiet. It's still coming. Glory to God. Glory to God. He made me forget what I was saying. But anyway, my hand's a little swollen. But the point I'm wanting to make is that because I'm reading Psalm 91 day after day after day, the Spirit of God was with me. And I don't have no big old nasty scar on my hand. If you look at my hand, if you ain't close enough, you can't see it. That's all that's left. Is it a little sore? You know what? I put a Band-Aid on the glove on. I went right back to work. When the Spirit of God moves. When the Spirit of God moves, hallelujah, he's your protector. Even if you get injured, Well, why did he let me? Why did he stop you from getting injured? Well, I was doing something I probably shouldn't have done. I shouldn't have held it in my hand. Come on now. But even if you, if it, something does happen, when the Spirit of God moves, he's your protector. He's your financial breakthrough. Hallelujah. I almost re-ended somebody one more. I missed them by this much. Missed them. I just turned and slide and I slid by them. And I missed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I ain't hit. I'm telling you, when the Spirit of God moves, hallelujah. I'm pretty sure many of you can get up here and say, something happened. That, I'm telling you that with the Spirit of God moving. I'm telling you, if you get before him and get on your face, if you begin to read every day, if you'll get you a routine that, at this time, if you'll get up and get on the prayer line, you don't, you know, as a member, that's what we're supposed to do. That's an instruction for those that didn't know. We're supposed to get up. That's why he gave us three opportunities. I missed 3 days last week. I know. I did. I was so asleep. And when I read, I know y'all could tell, I was about sleep. But I'm telling you, I get up in it, and Miss Gail says she be praying for me. I be praying for you. Because sometimes I don't even know what I said. But I get up and I do it anyway. Sometimes I want to tell, look, Daddy, I can't do this no more. I refuse to let those words come out of my mouth to him. Right, I refuse to. He asked me to do that, and I'm going to remain faithful to it. You remain faithful to your prayer. He just said, remain. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is ready to move right now. Therese said this morning, you know, we think a lot of time, well, it'll eventually happen. One day it's going to happen. Right now. When Jesus blessed those loaves and the two fishes and five, it didn't happen next week. It didn't happen 3 days later. It happened that day. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? What you waiting on? Command your angels. Hallelujah. Command them. Tell them what you want. Tell them to go get your stuff. Tell them how. Spirit of God, move on my behalf on my job. I don't really like my position, but I'm going to remain faithful to it. But God, I thank you for it. That's what I'm doing. Lord, I need a day shift position in order to continue to read in the morning. I get home at 1 o'clock, 1:30. Then I got to go out my two lovely dogs out in the back. I got to be up 30 more minutes because I feed them when I get home. I have to let them out. My son was here. I loved it, son. He was here 3 weeks. I go home. I get home early in the morning. Go let your dogs out. Doing the best 3 weeks. Before I move, they slip on the couch and I'll be asleep. And next thing I know, I hear something go. So I try to put it off. And that's sitting. He'll keep doing it. Okay, here I come. Now get up and let him out. I'm telling you, when the Spirit of God is ready, he's ready. When he's ready, he's ready. And I'm telling you, he's ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's ready. He's ready. He's ready. He's ready. What scripture was I trying to get to in the early morning? And he consulted the people. All right, let's start at 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he anointed the singers unto the Lord and that should praise the beauty. What are they doing? Listen to what they're doing now. And should what? Praise the beauty of holiness. Look at what they're doing. And as they went, they did what? Went. They praised. Then they what? Went out before the army and had, and to say what?
Praise the Lord.
They praised the Lord. They went and they praised the Lord some more. And when they began to what?